I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Shaws of Sunset After Show. Hello, everybody. How are we doing today?
Hi.
Good.
Good.
Everyone looks so good, and I miss you guys.
We miss you, too.
No, it's been too long, but I'm glad we can do this digitally. Welcome to the show. We have some people in the live stream. My name is Rivette Soro, and we have Carla Contreras here.
Hi, everyone.
And Ashley Fultz.
Hey, guys.
And Amiria Sai.
Hi, y'all.
All right, and welcome Jean and Karishma in the live chat. Thank you for joining us. Yay, we have a jam-packed episode this week. I love when we go on trips in reality TV shows. It's like yes. My favorite, because you know some shit's about to go down. Like, production's not about to pay for a trip just for them to like have a good old time
and get along.
Exactly. So I love that we have a trip today. I like that we got to see Nima and sort of a little bit more about his history and background, and you know, with his parents and his sister. So that was really fun. Not fun, but it wasn't fun. It was emotional.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Destiny and MJ met up with Ali. We'll get into it. I know, Amir, I see that eye roll. It's the same. So before we get into everything, let's go into our overall thoughts. Ashley, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I thought it was a good episode. I mean, I have to say, I feel like we said this last week, I'm over the apologies now. I can't sit through any more apologies with MJ and Reza. It's just getting super awkward now. So I didn't love that part. But otherwise, it is super exciting to go to Hawaii, especially since we all can't leave our house. So we live vicariously through them. And I actually really love seeing Nima too and hearing about his story. I love hearing people's stories and how they grew up and how that plays into their current life and how they handle situations. So I feel like we're learning a lot about Nima and why he is the way he is. So we can get into a little bit more because I have a lot to say about it.
Definitely. Carla, would you like to go next?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm really, really feeling for Nima right now. I feel like, you know, as adults, we're all unlearning a lot of really bad habits and kind of learning our trauma. So I'm really feeling for him. What is my thinking? Taking all the friends on his girlfriend's birthday getaway? That's a big no-no. And just, I'm right there with Ashley. I'm so over hearing this naked Jenga thing. Or even like Reza low-key joking about it with Adam. Like, if you're really over it, please stop talking about it. That's not going to help you get to a better place. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Amir, what were your thoughts?
So I always have a lot of thoughts. But I think my main my main thought with all of this is, again, I kind of relate to what Carla's saying. If I was Paulina, I'd be super annoyed. I'd be like, this is our time to reconnect. Like, we're leaving the kids behind. We want to have sex in the kitchen. Like, there's everyone's around. Like, it's annoying. Yeah. So I especially not just people that get along. Like, if all four of us went on a trip and my boo was there, that's fine. We all get along. Mm-hmm. But if we had drama, like, you don't want to be figuring this out, especially when she's expressed that she doesn't like being around them with the drama. Yeah. So I'm like, listen to your girlfriend, bro. Like, hear her out, you know?
Yeah. Same. Okay, let's start with Nima. I know that he had some childhood, you know, tension there that was never really resolved. I didn't know it went that deep, that it affected him so much. I was really proud of him. I really loved seeing him open up, and it looks like he went to therapy. His mom was on the episode. I don't think we've ever seen her before. I think we were just introduced to her. I really liked seeing it. I didn't think he would actually read the letter. Did you guys?
I didn't think so either. I was kind of shocked by that. I feel like especially cultures, like I'm Hispanic. I know like them as well. We're very closed off. So to read something so publicly and kind of put their business out there really caught me off guard. I can't see his parents or his mom being okay with that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I honestly wish we could have read the whole letter, because he was giving her such a hard time, even about the stuff that she said. And I don't know, I feel like there's so much more here. I kind of just wanted to dedicate the entire episode to that. I'd rather do that than talk about Nima and, I mean, Reza and MJ's fight anymore. I'm like, can we just like, I don't know. Like, I found it so interesting. And he's had such a crazy life, moving to Iran with his grandpa for a year, and then things.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Separated from his sister. I've honestly never heard of a family doing that when parents get divorced and separating the kids like that. And I can see why it's so traumatizing. It's kind of terrible. Right. And then if she didn't really explain it in the letter, I hope he does show us on camera like what goes down after this, because there's so much more to be answered for why this happened. And he has a right to be angry. At the beginning of the episode, I was kind of like, dude, you're a grown up. Like, grow up. We all have stuff that happens in our childhood. Like, it's okay. Like, move on. Right. But then I was like, okay, I kind of get this. He's never gotten closure. He's never gotten real answers. And his parents do need to sit down with him.
They do. I agree with you, Ashley. I think that there is a level of like me in the beginning, he was like kind of explaining that she was, you know, working all those jobs. And I kind of felt for her. But then his anger, like he didn't ask for permission to be angry, which I really respect. Like even in the therapy or when he told the producers in the interview, he was like, I'm just angry. And I don't know why I'm this angry. And you could see how well-adjusted Mona was in comparison to him. And I really felt for him. But, you know, unfortunately, in Persian culture, like if an elder tells you to do something, even if it's not right and you don't want to do it, because the mom kind of expressed that she didn't really want to do it. But because this grandfather said, she was like, okay, I'll just do it. So that's kind of the big kind of problem with Persian culture. It's very like male dominated. And if the man says it, you follow. And unfortunately, that kind of ended up causing problems for Nima. So I hope that by expressing it, he can get past the anger, because he's such a nice guy. And I think that like one of the reasons he's not in a relationship is probably that anger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That makes sense. Do you think, because I know Mona's not a cast member. She was in a few episodes last season, but it seems like Amir, like you mentioned, she is maybe not as affected. I don't know if it has to do with, because they were raised separately, correct? So I think Nima was with their dad. And then I think Mona was with their mom. Do you think it has anything to do with, because he did mention he doesn't have a good relationship with his dad.
Right. Well, there seems to be a lot of resentment with that, right? So there's a lot of like built up resentment, frustration. And the reason I love this show so much is because it breaks that barrier of even Gigi having a baby on her own against Middle Eastern culture. Number two, going to therapy, being open about your feelings. These are all against Middle Eastern norms. So for them to break that, I really respect. And people in the live chat are saying, Gene Wilson is saying Nima's past is heartbreaking. We definitely agree. And they're also all saying hello and kind of just being really excited about the show. And they're also calling Ali thirsty. We'll get to that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yes, he is. But yeah, I think Nima, this is a first step in the right direction. I think that, he's on the path to kind of healing himself, which I think, because his mom doesn't seem like a bad person. I think she just did the best she could have, you know?
It seemed like they were really struggling financially too. And I wonder, I kept thinking when she didn't actually lay it all out why they ended up separating the kids, I thought maybe the mom could really only afford one and the dad could only afford to take care of one. And I wonder if that's the kind of thing. She was working three jobs. It was like this whole thing. They were immigrants. Like, I don't know. I just started thinking and putting that together. And I wonder if she was just too proud to say we were too poor to keep you guys. I don't know. I'm interested to see how it all plays out. But I definitely think, Rivette, what you said, Mona is definitely more okay and settled and grounded because she probably had the mom who was loving and caring. Right. And the dad doesn't seem like he was.
That kind of takes me back to the advice Mike gave Nima when they were like in that doctor's office, kind of saying like, you understand they're immigrant parents. They did what they thought was best, but at the same time, like they were in a whole new country trying to figure it out. So to some extent, I think like maybe cut your parents a little slack, get the answers you think you maybe need for closure. But at the same time, like parents are human, just like the rest of us. Absolutely. I'm not a parent yet, but I can imagine, you know, I'm going to make mistakes, but I hope my kids don't hate me for, but I don't know. Right. It's hard, you know?
Yeah, it's a really, really hard thing to like be a parent. And again, I'm not a parent, but just even like now being quarantined with my parents, I've really forgiven them for a lot of what they've done. You know, I mention it every episode, but it always comes up being Persian and like what Ashley also mentioned about maybe their financial situation. Being a Persian in the 80s in LA was not an easy thing to do. That was right around the you know, revolution in 1979 and people were not getting hired. Like, she probably worked at a restaurant and there might be, and they would never admit we couldn't afford both children. Mm-hmm. So we don't know. I hope that he opens up more about this because I really want to know more. And I would love to read the 7-page letter.
Me too.
I know. I definitely understood where Mike was coming from and I'm happy. Mm-hmm. You know, he seems like a little bit of a, like an older brother to Nima in a way. Mm-hmm. So he was like, you know, you got to cut your parents some slack. They're immigrants. It's interesting because I have my, you know, conversations with my friends all the time. Like a lot of our parents are immigrants. And a lot of things, they just, I don't understand their struggle and they might not understand my struggle growing up and going to, you know, school in America, excuse me, sorry, for example. So just little things like that, I think it's hard for him to empathize with them because he doesn't get it and they don't really understand where he's coming from, even though they respect each other's experiences and love each other, obviously, they just can't really see it from each other's perspective, if that makes sense.
They're different worlds. Yeah. They can. Yeah. It's not the same.
Yeah. But I'm happy he's opening up. And yes, I do want to know what was in that letter because he did not, even he read the whole letter, he wasn't satisfied. He said, I don't have any closure, but maybe we'll learn more. I hope we get to see a little more of his mom. I like her a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
Before we move on, we have to thank you, the viewers, for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. We could not do this without your support. So if you're on YouTube, keep the comments coming. Give us a thumbs up and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, please give us 5 stars. Leave us a review. It would really mean the world to us. We love your comments and everything. So a review would be really nice. But yeah, thank you for tuning
in. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Yes, yeah, thank you. They're so nice to us too. Like, you guys make our whole day. Like Tibor, I hope I'm saying that right. Tibor, Karishma, and Jean, you guys are always loyal and always here. So we recognize that and we appreciate it.
We do. Okay. We love it.
Moving on, Destiny and MJ's lunch meetup with Ali. My jaw dropped. I don't know why I didn't expect him to be there. Maybe it wasn't in last week's preview. Maybe it was and I forgot, but the whole thing just didn't sit right with me at all.
Ugh, I don't know. I really, Ali, I have so many opinions because I just feel like he's so bold. Like, I don't know if you guys watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but when Lisa Vanderpump had all that drama with John Blizzard, that was a whole nother Bravo archetype of the same kind of like, it's like this bold gay guy that just doesn't care and just like, has no shame. Like, there's no shame. There's no guilt. There's no apology. Like, he like walked in like, oh, let me give you a kiss. And like, Destiny was so shut down. And I just really felt for her. I was like, she's almost being emotionally violated by Ben. Like, MJ was like, can I hug you? It's like, read the energy. Like, she doesn't want to be hugged by you. Like, I felt like MJ just wanted to fix it so she could say, oh my God, look, Destiny's being a bitch and I fixed it and we're friends. Like, it just felt so calculated.
Yeah.
I was like really upset. Too. What did you guys think?
I thought it seemed like an ambush, Rivette. Like when you were saying like it felt so icky. Like I felt that way too. I was really mad at MJ that Ali just shows up. Destiny is clearly in such an awkward position. And the only thing I will say though too about Destiny, I felt she was being too passive. I was kind of like, girl, this is your time. There's been all
this
drama. Speak up for yourself. Tell MJ how you feel and you don't feel comfortable and you don't feel like that she's being honest and you feel like there's still more to the story. Say that. And to Ali, why are you coming over here asking me how I am and pretending like we're besties still? We're not. Like, I just don't know. I feel like there's a way to just be like, you don't have to be a super psycho, like screaming, but like at the same time, like, no, I'm not down with either one of you right now. Quit pretending we're all good. Like, it was just so weird.
I think at this point, they just need to set like clear boundaries within each other and maybe where their friendships really lie. Because there's no use in like really pretending to be cool with someone, especially on Destiny's part. Like, I feel like she's too in the middle of it. And I don't think she likes either MJ or Ali anymore. And why would anyone like Ali, to be honest? I feel like he seems like the biggest snake. I hate to say it, but he really does. I don't get why she feels obligated to be his friend. So like, look at everything he caused.
Yep.
He's caused so much drama, Carla. And it's funny because she even in front of him at Vita's retirement party was like, you're a shut up. Like, she was like, she's not very nice to Ali either. Like, it's funny because Carla, you said snake and Jean and you are on the same page. She literally said, Ali is a snake. He'll try anything to get on the show. And she said it like in the live chat. So I think that I agree with her. She listen, Ali has done his research. He's been on the show since season one. Remember they did that little pan out where you saw him in all the different scenes? And I think he realized, like, the only way I'm going to get more screen time is to, you know, F with some of the main cast. You gotta mess with MJ or Reza. Like, if he messed with Nima, I don't know if it would be a storyline.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? He knows that. He's very calculated. So, you know, I don't want to hate on him because it's the right game. He's, you know, the main storyline now. So, I don't know.
I do believe that too. I just truly in my heart hope that it's not true because he's literally messing with the two main members of the show who have been friends the longest. Mm-hmm. And it really does come off that way. Like he's just a clout chaser trying to get his 15 minutes. And truly the whole season is centered around the drama that he created. I think he's on cloud nine right now. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say that, but we're watching a show and that's how it comes across, right? Wow. I mean, we don't know how he is in person. Maybe he's amazing, but that's really how it's coming across on the show. Amir's like, no.
No, I've met him. Like, it is not, but I think that, you know what? He's on clout nine. He's just trying to clout chase. He's literally like, he's doing the right thing. It's just, I think that the problem with my thing is that we can't just demonize him because he's just a puppet. The puppet master is MJ. And the fact is, I will never stay on either side because MJ almost lost his life and Reza has lost a friend of 30 years and almost lost his relationship. There's no side to pick. Like this situation is so bad that there's no one that's clearly right. He messed up, she messed up. I'm like, y'all are just not meant to be together. Maybe your friendship reached its expiration in 2020. That's okay. Yeah, like y'all don't need to hurt each other like this online. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen the tweets and the Instagrams. Mm-hmm. It is so below the belt. It's like family and relationships and your mother. I'm like, you can't be calling Reza's mom a bitch. Like, I don't, like, it's bad. Like, it's really bad. Like, the show's not even showing like a quarter of all the things they're doing to each other.
Wow.
So it's quite a bummer.
Yeah. Viva in the live chat agrees. She said, so is MJ innocent? I don't know who to believe. Neither do we. I don't think anyone's 100% innocent. And that's why it's so hard to choose sides. Nobody's like winning in this situation and nobody's fully innocent. Mm-hmm. I did like that Destiny told Reza about the meetup. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that Reza decided that, you know, their first lunch or whatever in Hawaii was the time to expose that he knows about the lunch meetup.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't good. I thought it was super awkward. I'm like, are we really doing this again? And you just got to Hawaii. Please stop. Like, no one wants to hear it. And take your apology somewhere else because that's honestly, like, Amir, like what you're saying, how we're seeing in the Twitter, like, they're doing all this like battling still. Right. Dude, we've already seen you apologize twice. How many more times are we going to have to watch this?
Come on. Like, it's just a bummer. Yeah.
They're not made up. I'm just like, I can't watch any more of that.
It's making me crazy. We forgive you. Just move on. Like, we need to move on. And like, and that's what Gina's saying in the chat as well. She totally agrees with you, Ashley. Enough with the apology tour. Like, it's like, but the apologies are not genuine. Like, if I'm like, actually, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings, and then the next week I do it again, and I do it again, and I do it again, and then I tell Carla that Ashley so-and-so. It's like, I'm not really sorry. I'm just trying to apologize. So if I get cornered, I'm like, well, Ashley, I apologize. You should be over it by now. It's just messed up. Like, I just, there's, so but true. You know what? That's the show. Like, you know, it's this, like, apology, and then messing up again and kind of going back. But wasn't there kind of, do you guys agree, wasn't there kind of a little bit of a resolution after that confrontation? So that was kind of nice. I was like, oh, okay, like, that seems healthy.
I think, like, what made it maybe, well, it makes it a little more complicated is that there's another layer to it now. Adam doesn't want Reza.
Yeah.
No, Adam doesn't want Reza being her friend at all or doesn't want her coming over. Like, there's no way you're going to have a friendship and your husband isn't on board with that.
Yeah.
No way. So I feel like that just makes it 10 times more complicated.
So true.
Yeah, Adam literally said, I don't want to be friends with MJ or talk to her ever again. Mm-hmm. That's like, it's hard.
How do you choose?
But is he talking to Destiny or no? Because remember, he was kind of frustrated with Destiny as well. He was like, she came to us and the way she did it. Because they were like very tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they kind of made up though. They've been together since then.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Great. Yeah. Great. Adam wasn't on the Hawaii trip, right?
No.
No.
That was smart.
Good.
But he was on the Arizona trip with Destiny. Remember?
Yes.
They surprised her in Arizona and he was there. Yes. So apparently they're fine.
And they went to Hawaii again. What's up with the Shaws in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
There's other places to go, guys.
Okay. Hawaii. I don't know. But how did you guys think the girls' night went? The girls' night at the...
awkward.
Did you?
That was cringe, guys.
Yeah,
cringe.
It was super cringe.
They look gorge, though.
I was going to say, they all brought their A game. The one thing I'll say is they all seem very alpha. And, like, no one seems to, like, I don't know, give in or, like, look stupid or, like, I don't gauge it. But I don't – it was cracking me up. I actually really liked that part of the show. I was like, okay.
It was kind of fun. It was very cringe. It was, like, they were wearing cute outfits. And, like you said, there was no beta. There was no one that was, like, I'm going to – I thought Sarah was kind of going to be the beta and, like, maybe say a joke or like, be kind of funny. And – she really
I don't
wasn't,
think she has any jokes.
No.
So savage. Rebecca is very savage.
Whoa, sorry, guys.
I was literally about to say she's growing on me, but then Rebecca really turned the conversation around.
So sorry.
But the only reason I'm saying that is because I felt like in Hawaii, she like poured herself a drink and she was walking over the table and she's like, we're doing this again. What time are we eating dinner? Like, she was just done. That's why I kind of, like, she grew on me a little bit. But I want to go back to where they were at Sky Space, like that, because that's a slide. If you guys don't know, it's like a place in LA where you can take a slide.
Yeah, I've been there.
So,
it's fun.
Yeah. It's a cute little place. Like, they could have like kind of maybe done the slide, maybe like loosened up. I felt like there was an opportunity for them to really get closer. I just really wish that MJ would have pulled Gigi away from the group just for a second, had a one-on-one. I think there was an opportunity. It seemed like both of their hearts were open for that. I think that could have been cute. And who knew that MJ could do her lipstick without looking? I had forgotten about that.
Impressive.
No.
That was amazing.
I forgot. I just was reading my notes. And I did actually cry during the girls' night, too. Because I felt so, like, much for both of the women. They both been through so much.
Oh,
but when MJ was really bringing it, I have to say, even with all the drama this season, MJ is really likable, more so than other seasons, I feel like. I feel like in the past, she's kind of just been bully or just a little bit too, like, tough for me. I don't know. This season, she's very maternal. And two episodes in a row now, we've kind of seen her be there for Gigi. And I was just crying because I was like, oh, they both know. Like, they both gone through this really crazy hard time with having baby, not having baby, abortion. Like, this whole thing, they actually have a lot in common. So hopefully they can get past the drama and eventually become closer.
Does anyone feel like none of the girls are actually friends? Because I kind of get that vibe, which is kind of why the whole situation was like so awkward to me. I was like, does anyone at this table actually like each other, you know?
I don't know.
You're so funny. And it's true. Like, Paulina, like, organized it and she didn't seem like she was engaging. Like, if I invited someone out for drinks, like, I would try to engage, and she doesn't really know them, and I felt like it was an opportunity to get closer before Hawaii. I think Mike put her up to it. Mike was like, you need to take them out so you can kind of break the ice. But I don't know, like, Jean Walsham is saying, I kind of felt Gigi was very guarded with MJ. I mean, the reason she is, you know, like, MJ is, you know, after over, like, she should be guarded with her. And you, unfortunately, these Shaws, like, they say something and then they do something else, so it's hard to trust them. That's the bummer.
For sure. Yeah, I thought the whole outing was very cringy, but I was getting emotional, Ashley, too, because it was such a sweet moment. They really sort of bonded over, you know, their struggles with health and being a mother. And I love to see MJ's motherly instincts. I totally agree. And I do think it's, you know, ever since she gave birth, she's just like, you know, she has like a new light to her and she's not so harsh. So I definitely agree with that. But yeah, I was like cringing because I was crying about MJ and Gigi and it was such a sweet moment. And then I just see Sara like sitting there. And I was like, what? Like,
so awkward. It's just so awkward. That place is awkward too, though. Like, there's people walking around wearing like denim shorts that are visiting, you know, from other states. And it's like, it's just not really like, it's not like a Shaw's place. Like, they should have gone to like, I don't know, Toca Madera or something cute. Like, I don't know why they went there of all places. Right? Like, somewhere cute, like somewhere different, you know, not somewhere where
they're
I
had in like 6-inch heels. Have you guys been to Sky Space? It's like all the way up. I'm like, I can't imagine them like walking around and like getting to the slide in their like outfits, but
it's kind of crazy. It's a crazy place. But Rivette, I just want to go really quickly back to what you were saying about MJ being maternal. I think that one, I don't know, disagree with me if you don't agree with me, but I think that it has something to do with her relationship with Vida, because a lot of the ways she was acting was because she was kind of channeling Vida. And now that Vida's kind of like mellowed out, I wonder if that has something to do with her mellowing out.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Vida doesn't seem to be, you know, so on her all the time. So maybe she's like eased up, like, oh, my mom's not breathing down my neck right now 24/7. That's a really good point. Exactly. I agree. But I do like that Paulina like hosted it, but I think she's a little shy and she's like the newcomer to the group. And like Mike just invited all these people to your birthday. So it's like, she's trying to be friends with them. It just, I don't know. I think she had good intentions, but if I was the newcomer, I wouldn't be saying anything either. I would just kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah. Paulina? They're a little cringe. Do you guys agree that like Paulina and Mike are a little much with the I love yous? I don't know. Is it just me?
So extra, like just stop and get it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like Paulina gives me like Kourtney Kardashian vibes, like super monotone, doesn't say much, straight to the point. Like the first thing when they were sitting at the table together, she's like, oh, what'd you think of our friends? Like trying to have a conversation. She's like, they're dramatic. And that was it. And I was like, girl, you are Kourtney Kardashian, like 100%. I love her.
Yeah,
that is hilarious. That is funny. I like her a lot too, but I like the lovey-dovey stuff. I think they're
really?
I like it because I believe it. I've never believed it in the past. Even when Mike got married to Jessica, when he was with Morgan. I never believed it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel a different vibe from Paul. I like it, but I'm also.
But you know, Jessica's Fiji water. I think it's the money. That was the money. That was
what
for the Fiji water. Jessica's Fiji water.
Yeah, her dad's loaded.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, Fiji water, bitch. Yeah.
I did not know this, you guys. How? Oh my god.
How do you think she had all those nice things off a nurse's salary? No way.
Lovely. I thought he bought her everything. I thought that was like her like thing. No, oh my god.
That's one of the reasons I think that relationship fell apart was because of the emasculation, probably because of the financial stuff.
He had a lot of insecurity issues.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But you know, he's grown up because Paulina's, you know, more well off than he is, and he's okay with it. So it's like Mike is really grown. I'm not coming for you, Mike. I love you. It's like it's nice to see you growing up.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for that fun fact. We had no idea.
That's what I'm here for.
All right, guys. I think it's time for our special segment, Dudutella. You guys have been tuning in, so you should know what Dudutella is. But I'll just tell you regardless. It means golden penis. So we're giving out a prize for the biggest in the show, basically.
That's a better way of saying it. It is the biggest dick in the show.
The biggest dick. Okay. Who wants to go first?
I mean, first.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So for me, I mean, there's a lot of buttholes in this episode, but honestly, the biggest one has to be Mike for setting up that trip on her birthday when it's supposed to be a special time. And you know it's going to go left. And we saw a preview to next episode. MJ's already stirring up trouble. Like, no. He fucked up on that one.
Yeah, he did. Agreed.
Definitely.
Ashley, do you want to go?
Okay, I'll go. I was going to pick the obvious, Ali, but then I thought, no, let's back up here. MJ is actually, because she invited him to that coffee date, and I'm not down with her doing that at all, and I don't see why he is in the picture in all of this after all this silly drama has, it just caused so much unnecessary, like, drama. I'm over him and her, but she gets it.
Smart choice. Amir.
I'm gonna give it, you're gonna be surprised. I'm actually gonna give it to Gigi, but I'll explain why. She's grown up, we love her, she's come a long way. It's her kind of pushing herself too far. Like that's why I'm giving her the Dudutella, because she had to go get those fabulous intense braids before the trip. She just got out of the hospital. Like this girl, I get production, but you need to like chill. If you want to get pregnant again, obviously it worked out. But like if she wants to get pregnant again, she needs to take it easy. The good thing is she's not engaging with those like altercations. But like again, getting on a 5-hour flight, getting the braids for hours, like you're just kind of putting your body through a lot. So I don't know. That was kind of my thing. And then I don't like her and Nima flirting, even though it's kind of cute. Like, I'm like, let's not go there, because Nima is messy booth. Like, he's not, what she attracted, like, what attracted her to him initially was how uncomplicated he was. But now it's like, he's quite complex. So I don't know. I was like, it's a lot. But real quick in the chat, we have Gene Walsham. They are extra, but Paulina is so good for Mike. Karishma is saying, why did the show make it a deal to show Paulina paying for Mike?
Oh, I thought was actually interesting too. She bought his coffee when they went out, and he was like, thanks, babe.
I missed that. I do remember that.
But somebody mentioned in an earlier episode this season that she had a lot of money, or that her ex had a lot of money, and now she's whatever.
Yes.
So maybe she's, apparently Mike likes rich girls. Now I'm putting it all together. Two in a row. Who knew?
Yes, he does. She has that.
He's smart.
I think they're just trying.
She has $100,000 break. She
Sorry, you cut out.
It was frozen. Did he cut out for everything? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just saying.
My internet is.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, you cut out again for a second, but we're back on. I think they showed that probably because like Mike is like so alpha and stuff, and we were just talking. Amir just said like how he's like grown and stuff. I think they're just trying to show that like, oh, I don't mind my girlfriend paying for my coffee.
Exactly. It's good. I like it.
My doo-doo Tella goes to Reza. I don't know why you're starting drama at our first night, first afternoon in Hawaii, like time and place. Mm-hmm. But I mean, honestly, the doo-doo Tella goes to the producers because they set that up. So
that's true.
Oh my god,
that's funny.
All right. And now I think Amir has some news for us.
I do. Real quick, I'm just going to read Viva, I don't know what that last name is. Hate the braid, sorry. No problem. In Hawaii, I felt so bad for Paulina. The trip was for her, not really. And then we have one quick comment. What was it? What? Okay, perfect. One quick comment from last week's episode with Shervin. Karen R. from, she's from Amsterdam. Shervin is a blast. Thank you for the panel for bringing him on. And then, yay. And then Sharday Anderson, you guys did great. Shervin is seriously the best guest. He was so honest and real. I love his support for MJ and spoke on how short and precious life is. Great job again. This is the first time they like a guest on a panel.
I know.
Usually they come for us. and then we have a quick one. Shervin, you're on my good list, sir. That's from A. Coleman. So everyone's loving Sherv. He's the best. I know, right?
We loved him too, guys. I think we had such a good conversation with him. I'm so happy that happened. So I'm glad they enjoyed it too.
Yes, I know. It's always good when we enjoy it and they enjoy it. It's always, that's what we're here for. Watch What Happens Live was right after Shaw's, obviously from home. Andy Cohen was doing it. Very similar to our show. It was on Zoom, same thing. And so Nima and MJ were on. Nima's teeth, honey, came in the room before he did. And Andy Cohen is ever so shady. So he was basically throwing some shade at the new teeth. And because Nima made it into Andy Cohen's, he does like a Mazel and Jackal of the day. And so Nima said that people were stopping him on the street in LA and going, we saw you on the Jackal. Like, so yeah. So he's like, thank you for the fame. He got like a bunch of followers. So he was really excited about that. And then he also admitted the fact that Destiny and Reza both got their teeth done by the same doctor right after Nima.
So they all
have new teeth as well. Yeah, I saw it in you can see it in Destiny's IG Live. She did with her friend. The teeth are glistening.
Wow.
You can see it, yeah.
Are they Nima level glistening?
Well, they're smaller than his because like they have small, like they're smaller. So they're less aggressive. I think his like his male mouth and his like teeth. I'm not mad at it.
White. His teeth are too white.
I don't mind it.
You know?
It's a lot. I don't like it. Not into it. But what I was going to say is that he also admitted to the fact that a lot of people did the meme of, you know, remember when Ross bleached his teeth on Friends and they were glow in the dark? So a lot of people did that meme. So he's like, I mean, famous. Like Nima was really eating it up. So he loved it. It was really, really cute. And then MJ was talking about, she was just like very open and she was like cracking up and she was talking about, so she was in the hospital for 2 days in the ICU and before Reza called her from the restaurant. So he had 2 whole days, 48 hours to call her and check on her before he got upset. Cause the way he had worded it was like, I was pissed off. That's why I didn't call her. No, bro, you had 2 days when you and she was still your best friend, where you didn't call her. So that's really good tea, because that gives us a timeline.
Yeah.
That's some really good tea. And she,
Destiny had been at his house and said, ask Merce. She knows everything about it. Remember when Destiny very first told him? So he was pissed from moment one when he thought she basically put Ollie up to this before they
That's a good point. That's my background two cents. That makes sense. No, but I had thought initially like she had just been in the hospital when called from the Mexican restaurant after seeing Ollie. In my head, I had thought that was the first annoyance. But you're right. It started before that.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be she said, I tried, I didn't try. It's just like, it gets frustrating. And then she said she doesn't talk to Ali, that he's not welcome to her house. Her Tommy said he can't come over, but that his mom is dying right now. And so MJ has been there for him in this trying time. So my heart goes out to Ali. However we feel about him, like, this is a really hard time to lose someone in quarantine. So I really like feel for him and I pray for him. So I'm not like here to like bash him in that situation. Again, what we're bashing is in the show, and it's only what we see. So I want to make that very clear to anyone that we speak about. And then MJ went on to say that Destiny lied about Ali being MJ's friend, that they were very tight. And this is, again, what MJ said. This is verbatim. I wrote it down. He had lent her $8,000 to get a glam team for the first day of shooting, and that Destiny requested to be filmed only with Ali constantly. This is, again, what MJ said. So the whole coffee shop incident, she's like, Destiny knew he was coming. She should not have looked surprised. She saw the call sheet. So again, these are things that, like, this is the behind the scenes stuff that we don't get to see. So it was really good tea. She really got in there. $8,000. She got in there, and she was, and then this is really intense. Mima then said, they started talking about her alligator tears and how she cries, like, it's all fake. And then Nima literally verbatim said, she cries, she lies.
Wow.
My goodness.
So they really dug into her. And then MJ said, she can't do Destiny's ugly ass wigs. And I was like, bitch, that's where I get my wig. And my wigs are human hair, bitch. So I was like, MJ's on my shit list. So that was kind of intense. And then just really quickly, before I get to Ali, I have a quick news about, Nima and Sheena from Vanderpump Rules went on 4 dinner dates. And they actually made out. Yeah, isn't that shit? I know when Bravo crosses over. Yeah, they made out. There was no sex. Andy asked. It was just kissing. But he said that she's a good kisser and nobody should listen to Brett because maybe he's the bad kisser. So it was like, it was an action-packed episode on Watch
Jeez, Happens. I'm so sad I missed that. It.
Bravo family, I like it.
It was really good. It was really, really good. And then
Sheena made out with.
That's true.
Yeah,
I almost made out with her when I saw her. I was like, girl, stop hugging me. Sheena's just very flirtatious. It's
fun. Yeah, she is. She has a boyfriend now. Love Sheena.
She does. He's adorable. Anyways, we don't want to make this Vanderpump Rules. I love Vanderpump Rules. Yes, and so one more thing about Ali Ashuri. He submitted paperwork on just last week, April 16th, citing civil harassment prevention towards Reza. So that was just filed last week. So this is getting kind of intense. So that's all the news I got for y'all.
Oh my gosh.
Yay, thank you. The only thing I'll say is we should get one of those like boards with the lines on them to
the yarn.
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So that is a lot. I have to take this all in, but we will continue this next week and talk about next week's episode. Same time, same place. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Rivette Soro. You can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. Carla, where can they find you?
Instagram at Carla Contreras and Siren and the Dave After Show as well.
Ooh. You can find me over on Instagram at Ashley Foltz.
And Amir?
Yes. And just real quick, Jean Wilson said, who hasn't Sheena dated? They are echoing what Carla said. And I'm Amir Yass _ AmiryAss _ Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And then I also host a gay Twitter panel live every Thursday for AfterBuzz at 5 p.m. Come check it out.
Love it.
Watching, guys. Bye. Hey, everybody.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.